Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Fuller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive towards the mound. Corbin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Butler now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Oliva moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Darwin scores. Cusick moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Blair reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borgman scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich strikes out. There goes Coggins. The throw from Borgman to second, and Coggins is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing left field. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hand's now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew throws to first for 1, and Cusick throws back to second, and Gomez drops the ball. Davis scores. Fuller moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to second. Don Hood now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew bunts towards first. Fuller juggles the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Borgman moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive towards the mound. Hood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Gomez scores. Carew moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Darwin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Darwin reaches third base with a triple. Carew scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Borgman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-4 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.